Make your next event more engaging with live radio, powered by Business Radio X. Learn more at radioinmybooth.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome once again to Business Radio X On Location. Thank you for joining us today. I'm Ryan Redhawk McPherson, and I'm joined alongside by the wonderful Erica Rains. She is CEO and the chef and of the Chef and I LLC. How are you doing, Erica?
I'm great, Ryan. Thank you. And I'm also the I.
You are the I. So you are married to an executive chef, from what I understand.
Correct, yes.
And whose idea was this for this business?
It was both of our idea. We came up with it almost 8 years ago.
8 years ago, yeah. And tell people about The Chef and I. What do you do for folks?
The Chef and I is a culinary firm that has a big catering division in Middle Tennessee. We do about 350 offsite events a year. And then we also have an interactive restaurant. It's rock and roll meets gourmet. It's awesome. You would love it, Ryan.
Interactive restaurant.
Yes.
What is that? Tell me about that.
Oh, it is so fun. And if you like food, then you'll love it. We love people that get excited about food.
I love food.
The chefs are cooking in front of you and there's fire and knives and, you know, the chefs are having their real, you know, life experience right in front of you and they're cooking for the entire restaurant. But if you sit at the show kitchen, you see it all unfold.
Okay.
So we try to bring that to catering too. We do a lot of interactive stuff.
So that's great. So 8 years ago, you guys just started this company called The Chef and I.
Yeah.
Tell us about that entrepreneurial, you know, road that you were on. What are some of those early challenges you experienced?
Oh man, you know, you never really can prepare yourself for what happens when you become a business owner. And I'm lucky enough to be a Nashville native and a Nashville business owner.
Okay.
And so I feel like we are well taken care of in the city. I tell you what, mm-hmm. I don't know how you could do it in a smaller town because this town just welcomes you and supports you. That has never changed. But gosh, at the beginning, we just did everything. You know how they say like head bottle washer?
Right.
We were washing the dishes. I was still sparkly, but we were washing the dishes.
Okay.
We were doing every part of the job. So that was challenging to grow.
Right.
And find people to
help.
If
you could go back to that time, is there some things you would do differently?
I probably would have connected with more mentors early on, because now I have like a stable of awesome mentors that I listen to. And and I would also realize that I really didn't know everything or much at all, you know, and just learn every day. So I feel like I did do some of that, but I should have done much more listening and learning from people that have been through it before.
Yeah, more mentorship. We hear that time and time again here on the Business Radio X studios about mentorship and entrepreneurship that go hand in hand. And you cannot succeed alone in this world. And so find some like-minded individuals and have them help you on that path to success for sure. And so, so today you have The Chef and I, a lot's going on there. Anything in 2016 that you're looking forward to with the business?
You know, we have a lot of positive energy swirling around us. We just did Restaurant Startup on CNBC and we were on episode 2 and it aired 2 weeks ago.
Did it really?
Yeah, it's still online. CNBC was awesome. It was an amazing experience. And because of that, you know, we've had some national recognition. And then also, you know, we're looking at doing other, you know, locations in the near future.
So you're looking to expand.
We are.
Okay, so that's good. So that must mean business is good.
It is. It's growing. You know, catering has just gone through the roof the last few years. And that's, you know, thanks in large part to the interactive element. So we're posing for a picture.
Right.
And so, but you know, the interactive part is kind of our unique selling proposition in the market. So it's been a lot of fun. We just launched, you know, taste building. So that's exciting team building stuff.
Taste building. Yes. Yeah. So that's where corporate people can come together to cook together, to build team cohesion.
Yes. And it's so fun to see, you know, C-level executives blindfolded and tasting things and laughing at each other. You know, it's just a nice way to, team building is a great philosophy and it's a nice way to have something new, you know, to kind of find a team building solution for these people. And they have a lot of fun. They break the ice for sure. And they can cook.
Okay.
There are so many people that can cook that don't know it.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Those folks in the accounting department, you can cook and you just don't know it. Right.
That's right.
So you can go attend one of these events and your team building events and get signed up today and start to cooking for the whole office every week. You know, cooking is something that you enjoy together and you got to eat. So why not cook something good? So I see you've been recognized here in Nashville a few times for certain things in business. Most recently, you're 40 under 40 here in Nashville.
Just barely.
Yeah. So what was that like being recognized by the community you grew up in?
Oh man, I was so flattered. And I saw all of the other people that were in the categories with me. And I'm like, is this a mistake? I mean, there are just some amazing people in this category. How could I, you know, possibly be in the same category, but I really felt flattered and honored. It was a lot of fun. We had some events, you know, circling around it. And then I also was nominated for the NELAs with the Nashville Chamber.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And so
congratulations on
thank
that.
Thank you. Well, I always say like, yes, I was nominated, but I'm like the mascot. I'm really good at being like the company mascot.
Oh, I see.
So it's the team that gets it and they,
yes,
they just,
did you get a trophy to put on their mantle or where do you have
cool
this?
I got cool glass like awards. I have several now and it's kind of neat. It's like, oh, let me make this my little area.
Your trophy room.
Yeah. Right. But it's the team. So I ask them where they want to put it.
Well,
so.
I also heard from a little bird in the window that you 2015, you were a finalist and the winner for Celebrating Women Award for NABO here in Nashville. What was that like?
That was, oh my gosh. I was so excited to be in a room of this amazing group of women in Nashville. And so I was telling Jackie, when they went to, you know, announce the category, I thought, okay, I saw the other women in the category. I'm like, I'm good. I'm not going up there. And I take a big bite of lunch and they call my name and I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm sorry, my mouth is full. I just had no idea that I was going to win.
Yeah.
And gave Demetria Caldemas high five on the way up. That was fun.
Yeah.
And gosh, that was just amazing. I couldn't believe I won that category. It was really nice. NABO recognizes women in such an amazing way.
How long have you personally been involved with NABO?
A couple of years, I think. About a couple of years. Mm-hmm. I kind of stalked them for a few years and came to several things, you know, before I was a member. And then, of course, now I'm a member. And so I'm really glad. I have a great support system and I've been telling others about it. It's great.
Well, what advice would you give to a young woman entrepreneur business out there who's on the fence about joining NABO or not? Help push them into the camp?
Oh, gosh. I would say, come, you know, email me, Erica@thechefandicatering.com. Come as my guest. I go to as much as I can, almost everything, and I'd love to show you around. You know, you can easily just go to a lunch and get the feel. You'll know when you walk in the room. You'll feel it. It's great. It's just a great support system, and the women are very welcoming, and it's a really nice professional organization that represents the women business owners just perfectly in this market. So it would make a lot of sense as a young entrepreneur.
Very well said. Yeah. And from your perspective, why is it so important that we highlight women in the business ownership and try to cultivate more of them from the young girls out there?
You know, there are just so many strong women that are coming up through the ranks, and women more now than ever, as we know, are taking the reins in the business world. And I think that before, you know, there were less women than there were now that were in these professional positions. So, of course, everything else needs to grow around it. The community, the support, you know, we need to lift these women up and continue to teach each other and also, you know, learn from each other at the same time.
Yeah.
When you can do both, I feel like that's success. And so I would definitely say, you know, for those reasons, it's just amazing.
Very well said. And for those listeners who may have just joined us, we're talking with Erica Raines. She's CEO of The Chef and I LLC. They provide a restaurant goers, a cooking and experience like no other here in Nashville. She's also been in this Nashville community for many, many years and is integrated, as and she just said, into some of these organizations as well, but also involved with some nonprofit groups. And so can you tell us about that, some of these nonprofits you like to give back personally?
Sure. I mean, we've done several things over the years that were, you know, for one main event, but we got really involved for that event. So a lot of times we'll be involved in a very concentrated way with a nonprofit. We did some Second Harvest stuff. We did the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation event last year, and Nashville Cares, a great organization that I work with a lot. We do Avant Garde every year. We're doing it, you know, the fourth year in a row, and it's the Speakeasy, and the location is secret.
Okay. So, stay tuned, listeners.
Yes, stay tuned. It's very exciting, but Nashville Cares, great organization. And then, of course, you know, the Chambers, which I know are more on the membership organization side, but still just working with them as well in the industry.
So. Yeah, so there's always ways to give back to your community, whether it's through mentorship or nonprofits or joining associations that you can get involved with so you can help grow the community of businesses here in Nashville. And so for being a long resident of Nashville, I know you've moved all around, but you back here in Nashville now, what do you see as different about the community and the culture here as opposed to some other places you may have visited?
Well, you know, it has changed so much, but then again, it's still Nashville. And it's, I just, there's no way to explain to somebody what that means. They just have to come see.
Okay.
But you know, it's always going to be its own personality, but it has grown up quite a bit. So now I would say this is a city that is a force to be reckoned with. I mean, we're winning all these awards in the tourism industry, and we're like number one in Forbes, number one in Fodders, you know, to visit in the world and the nation. And with all this recognition, I think Nashville has done a great job of being able to use that in a positive way and keep, you know, some of the spirit of the city. I know that there's been things that they've had to change, and that's sad sometimes. Like me, I'm sad Opryland USA is not there anymore.
What happened?
Oh my gosh. It was amazing. All of us grew up with Opryland.
I went there as a kid.
Ask
I didn't know it was not around anymore.
Oh, ask a Nashvillian about Opryland. They'll get sad instantly.
Okay.
Opry Mills is great. It's just, we miss the theme park.
I see.
So we now have both. We were just, so, you know, the people here, they really, you know, love the roots of the city and the ability to kind of capitalize on that genuine Southern thing.
Yeah.
You know, we've grown up, and there are growing pains, as they always say, but it's really neat. And the business owners have just come out of the woodwork. There's rock stars everywhere, especially in Nabo. So
yeah, that's so true. And, you know, we love visiting here in Nashville. Business Radio X, I think, has a future home here for sure, because there's so many businesses out here supporting one another for sure. And it's a great place to be an entrepreneur, a great place to launch a business here. So a couple questions about entrepreneurship. Is it a good idea or bad idea to hire a family member?
I'm sorry. That's a great question. I bet they love you for that one. So I think that it depends on the circumstances. I'm sorry to be, you know, wishy-washy, but I'm just saying.
This is real talk here,
hey,
folks.
Hey, this is real, okay? Yeah. This is the juice. If you are comfortable with, you know, being able to compartmentalize your relationships for business and family, and you really can do it, you can, you know, try. You also may want to avoid it so that if there are any issues that arise, those issues don't trickle over into your, you know, your personal life. I mean, you got to take a break, and you want to be nice and stress-free when you go home at night or see your family. So it's a tough one. You know, I'd say if you can avoid it, maybe 80% of the time, avoid it. You know, friends are a little bit, I'd say maybe a little bit more doable, depending on, you know, I mean, now all my friends are like major professionals. They're awesome.
Right.
I mean, I have a friend that's our director of operations. We've known each other for 10 years.
Was she a friend first or employee first?
Oh, friend. Like in Biloxi, you know, causing trouble together.
And then you invited her to be part of your team.
Yes, because she's a professional. I mean, she's an amazing, you
know, individual. Sometimes that doesn't always work out so good.
Yeah, so far so good. Yeah. She still wants me, so.
And y'all want to work together, so that's good.
So, it, you know, again, it depends. But I just be careful.
Be careful. Yeah. This is another question we ask all the time, and I already know the answer to this one, but I want to hear it from you. Okay. Should you marry an entrepreneur or should you not marry an entrepreneur?
What do you think I'm going to say?
I know the answer.
Well, actually, when we first started dating, we met on eHarmony. It's a really cute story.
Online dating success story. How about that?
Yeah,
there's hope for you out there, folks.
There is hope, believe me, because we were each other's second chance, and it was just magical. So when we first started dating, we started The Chef and I. So we became entrepreneurs together at the exact same moment, which was very cool.
That is a unique love story for sure, as you're meeting one another, getting to know one another, and then deciding to launch a business together, and then going through the growing pains of relationship and business growth. And then here we are all these years later, and you're still cooking.
We are cooking with gas. But we had to take a leap of faith. He was the chef at the arena, the Predators, and Levy Restaurant's a huge, awesome job.
Okay.
And, you know, they love them to this day. We love going, and they're so great. And we were working, you know, privately and catering for the Predators in their homes, some of the players. And that's kind of where we started, you know, and I knew Chris could do it. And I could just, all I had to do was tell the world, come eat this food.
Okay.
This is the best.
Right.
This is the best. So
and you're still growing from there.
Still telling the world.
That's great. All right. So in one word only, characterize yourself as an entrepreneur.
What Driven.
Word? Driven. Okay.
Yeah, that was easy. Just see how fast I answered.
Yeah, that's right. Rolled right off.
Ryan's pretty impressing me, I got to say.
So you've got to be driven for sure. And that comes from within. What do you attribute your drive to? Is that something that you had as a young girl or something you cultivated later in life?
Yes, and it is pretty Nashville specific. Like, I went to St. Bernard Academy for 8 years. I had a great education, and I have always been driven. I love learning. I'm like chomping at the bit to go back to get my MBA, and everyone's like, are you crazy?
Yeah, you are.
I know, but you know, the time is now. You got to make hay while
that's
the sun's
right.
shining.
There you go. So that's right. You've heard it here. She is driven. She's driven to succeed, driven to make sure Nashville succeeds. And most importantly, everybody kind of comes along and helps together. So when you're not out there or changing the world of Nashville or, you know, changing the world of cooking, what do you like to do in your off time? What are some of your hobbies?
You know, we love to travel, not, you know, nowhere too far because we can't stray too far from, yeah, small road trips and have a lot of fun. I love the beach. I'm a beach bum at heart. I'm an equestrian since I could walk, hunter jumpers, competitions. Oh, okay. I would like to return to horseback riding, but maybe not such a dangerous part of it. I think I might like to do dressage, and I'm, you know, really missing being a horse owner as well. So also, I'm a singer.
Okay.
And a performer just through, you know, I'm a Nashville kid. So we were in plays, we were in musicals. Then we did some singing here professionally a little bit, mostly in Biloxi when I moved away.
You still sing and perform?
I just actually did a little bit of work on a local album. And so, yeah, every once in a while, you know, just some work. Everybody sings, so I don't try to be like, I'm great.
Yeah. Well, you got to incorporate the singing into the cooking, into the restaurant experience all in one.
If I put that together, I'll give you a 10% commission.
I think that's a great idea because you're onto something here and your husband has got that part down. You got the other part. You bring it together and you have another Nashville moment there with a unique restaurant experience.
Yeah, I love
for
the singing.
So,
the band was fun. So.
Right. So, well, there you heard it, folks. You can find Erica out there at the restaurant or you can find her on the road traveling on the weekends or perhaps out there hunting and jumping with the horses in the range out there. So if people want to find out more information about you, how would they do so?
You can check us out online at thechefandicatering.com, and is spelled out. So thechefandicatering.com or our new website, tastebuilding.com, which is the team building stuff.
Nice, right.
And of course, we're on Facebook, just The Chef and I, and Twitter, at The Chef and I.
Twitter, Facebook, Pinterest, Instagram, YouTube, everywhere. Just plug in Google Chef and I, and it will come up. That's The Chef and I, Erica Rain. She's the CEO, and she's been joining us here on Radio in My Booth here in Nashville at the Crayon and Marketers location here in downtown Nashville. So thank you so much for joining us. If we can help you amplify your message, get the word out to a more audience, please let us know. And if you have some more exciting news to share in 2016, come back in the studio and be a guest.
I'll be your favorite guest.
I know you
shouldn't have told me that.
All right. Well, listeners, thank you for tuning in today. You can follow us on Twitter at Business Radio X. Also, check me out personally at Ryan Redhawk. Until next time, on behalf of Stone Payton and Lee Cantor, we will see you on the radio.